This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Daniel is engineering. Frank is with us. Frank Pacheco in Canada, an HVAC expert. So, Frankie, here's getting back to this, the return ductwork and the supply ductwork. So those of us who have had designs done as you would do them and have a return duct in the, let's say, in a bedroom, mm-hmm. and we want to make that bedroom a little warmer. So we could put a pushing fan in the ductwork on the supply side. What about putting a pulling fan in the return ductwork on the return side? So let's say we have a, you know, 6-inch return duct in a bedroom.
Well, first of all, I think we need to clarify in the supply, I would not recommend an inline fan because they're really, they don't do much. As a matter of fact, between you and I, Vince, I think they're more of an obstruction because you got the fan, you got the blade. Yes. I've had somewhat success, and I looked up at Amazon with what we call register fans. These are fans that go right on top of the register, and there's some cheap ones and some expensive ones. Like right now, I'm looking at one for $149. You say, "Wow, that's expensive." However, see, when our students are looking, and if they want to solve the problem like you have, you want that fan first of all to be quiet. Because if it's in the bedroom, you definitely don't want this thing rattling all night long. So quietness, super quiet, is one of the things that I look for. The other thing is to be able to control that fan through low voltage from a thermostat or from the furnace itself, because you don't want that fan to be controlling the air in the room, because you may want to lower the house temperature, but the room temperature is high, so that fan is just going to be working for nothing. And with low voltage wiring, there's nothing wrong with actually going through the duct system. Low voltage is 24 volts. We use it all the time for vacuums and things like that, which would be another beautiful class to talk about central vacuums one day. But anyway, so that's what I care would be if I were to come to your house and solve this problem that you have in this big room. Yes, I would look at that door. Yes, I would definitely have 1-inch cut from the bottom. Okay, you've got to have that to begin with. And then I would recommend you this, what we call a register fan, which is controlled by low voltage from the thermostat or from the furnace itself. And I would run all that for you so that when the furnace comes on, this fan comes on, and this fan is now pulling through instead of pushing that hot air in the supply air. Now, here is finishing your question about putting something on the cold side. Unfortunately, these squirrel fans that they use in blowers, in furnaces, they have great power pushing things forward. It's just the design of it. They have a hell of a time pushing things towards it. And that is why when we're designing a heating system, that your return duct needs to be 50% more than your supply duct, because that fan it doesn't have any sucking power per se. I mean, it may feel like it does, but not as much as the power that's pushed forward. So that's why it's so important to always have your filters cleaned. So important that if you don't need a high density filter for allergies and things like that, don't use it, because all those things do restrict that airflow coming into the inside part of that squirrel cage fan.
Yeah, and so Chris, but now Frankie's not saying don't use a filter. What he's saying
don't
is
use a filter, but if you can get away with that, because there's filters out there that I don't even know how the air goes through, especially if you forget to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am saying Frank most filters. Yeah, sorry.
He's talking about those heavily pleated filters. Mm-hmm. They're typically white filter media.
Yeah.
And the airflow is so reduced because the filtering, the particle size is smaller that they will filter, so the restriction is greater, so you have less airflow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
It really is. It's as bad or worse than a dirty, typical fiberglass spun filter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I've done, class, is I use the original fiberglass spun filter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of bluish and very loose fibers, very loose. And I spray that out with a compressor. I put a respirator on. I look which way the wind's blowing, and a dust cloud comes out because we have dogs. I mean, literally, a dust cloud comes out. I blow the air the opposite direction that the filter would be running. I put arrows on the filter. Yeah, and when the wind's blowing, and I make sure no animals are, you know, downstream. And I have arrows that say this is the way that the air will flow through the filter. So I always put the filters back the same way. I blow them out with compressed air, and then I spray them with end dust, E-N-D-U-S-T, just a light spray of end dust.
Yes.
And it creates an electrostatic charge. And that filter, you're going to clean it 2, 3, 4, 5 times as often, because it becomes a dust magnet. It really does. So
I
those
remember
are my
you
thoughts.
Talking and, about that. But I can't get it up in Canada. I have no idea why.
Wow.
But maybe, that trick is class. That is like that you're killing all the birds. No, not literally, but you're killing two birds, killing a bird, two stones. What I mean, there's a saying about killing.
Yeah, two birds with one stone.
One stone. Because that is, because the thing is, Vince, I don't know if what we call electric cleaners, but they produce an ozone when they come on, because it's a very high voltage, and it's not good for you.
Yeah. So class, this static charge, E-N-D-U-S-T, it's a spray can. A very, very light spray. It's lemon-scented, which I do not like, and I can't figure out if, you know, they don't have one that is not scented that I know of. So I will take the 6 furnace filters that we have. I'll stack them one on top of the other, and I'll spray them so that I'm not wasting any spray. So the spray that would be wasted and going into the air goes to the filter below it.
Yeah.
And then I restack them and then respray it. So I use very, very little. A can probably lasts about 15 years if you do it the way I do it.
Yeah.
And it really, really works. So...
Well, I might have to take a trip to the United States and get one of those, because, I mean, that it's so smart. Yeah.
I had another question for you.
Sure.
You were talking about low voltage.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to run this low voltage control along the ductwork so they could tap into the blower motor relay, if you will, for 24-volt control board on the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Where would they put that wire? What I would do is run it along the outside of the ductwork, not inside the ductwork. And that's the question I have. Make sure that I press.
That would be very hard if your house was already built complete, okay? So there's absolutely nothing wrong with running low-voltage wiring inside a duct. At least up here in Canada, code allows that. We do it for humidifiers. So as long as the low voltage wiring I would run it inside it. Now, the question then becomes, now, how in the world do I, how in the world do I get this from second floor down to the third floor? You have to be somewhat ingenious. I've used vacuums to suck bags to with a wire behind it so that I can pull the thermostat. I've used my dog's balls to kind of just let it run down. So you have to be a bit inventive. But, yes, I mean, obviously, if you can do it outside the ductwork, it's fine. I mean, it's much, much easier to run that wire. And if you could find a different path, and it doesn't have to fall, I mean, but I can see a second floor house totally done trying to run this low voltage wire. Now, I haven't looked for it, but I am sure that there's probably a Wi-Fi system on the market right now, too, mm-hmm. which would be mostly great. And if there isn't, manufacturers start thinking about it.
Yeah. You mentioned using a vacuum cleaner and bags. Class, let's explain what this is.
Yeah.
So let's say, this is really, really kind of a brilliant thing. Let's say you've got some conduit and you're going to run wire through it. Let's say it's 1-inch conduit and you're going to run some wire through it. How do you do that if the conduit is already there? And let's say there's nothing in the conduit. You can take like a Walmart shopping bag, okay, and a piece of and some thread. You know, not heavy string, but you know, very very lightweight string, and make like a flower out of part of that bag. So it's fluffy. It's not a really tight fit, but you could push it through the conduit. And you tie that to the string or the thread, strong thread. And then you put a vacuum cleaner, just a typical vacuum cleaner, shop vac, at the other end. And you have one person with the vacuum cleaner with a good seal on it and pull a vacuum through that conduit. And then the other person has the small, loose fitting bag, a fluffy bag, tied to the string so it won't come off. And the vacuum will pull that bag and the string right through the conduit.
Absolutely.
Then you can attach that string to a much heavier, like, baling twine, and then pull the baling twine through, and then pull your cable, attach it to the baling twine.
Vince, for our class, what a professional secret for today. I do a lot of vent cleaning for dryers, and sometimes they go through here, there, and everywhere. It would be just like a total day's work trying to get clean that vent out. Yes, there's tools up there. There's one guy with a brush in the end. But what I find is sometimes that tool can actually rip away or dislodge the venting system on a dryer. So what I do is, just like you're saying, get a loose-leaf plastic bag. And in Canada, I'm no longer available for sale, but I still have quite a bit of pack. A vacuum on the other side, you suck that bag through, and it just goes very nicely right through all that ductwork. And then I put a bit more strong string. And at the end of that string, I put a piece of cloth. But I also put that string in the middle of that piece of cloth. So you can imagine, now I'm pulling that cloth through the dryer ductwork as it comes down, and then I can pull it back. And so between pulling it back and forth, by the end, within maybe no more than 2 hours, I'll have a beautiful dryer and clean instead of a whole day's work.
Price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, what Frank was saying actually works. I know for a fact. Here's why I know that. I have the 6-inch inline ductwork fan that I've never installed. I bought two of them on eBay, and they were probably, you know, $30 for both of them shipped. You know, this was in the good old days. And, you know, maybe 4 years ago. And so I took one of them and I stuck it on the vent in the room next to me. And so it's pulling air out of the ductwork, and the heating system's running, the wood stove's running, the outdoor wood furnace. And the temperature has moved about 5 degrees in about two hours. So from 50 degrees, you know, from 50 degrees to like mid-50s. In the studio right now, and it's working great. So what you're talking about with these fans, these register type fans, adding that would work pretty darn well, I would think, based on the volume. Now this fan is a 6-inch ductwork fan, so it probably has more airflow, but you know, it's noisy because it's designed to be inside the ductwork. But you're right. It would, and the reason I have not installed it is exactly why you said, Frank, because it would be an obstruction all the time, unless that motor were running. Okay, and that motor is gonna, you know, it's got bronze bearings, and it's in ductwork. And no matter how many filters you have on it, there's gonna be dust in there, so there's gonna be dust in those bearings, and eventually it's gonna fail. And I would have to replace it, or somebody would have to replace it. So those are the considerations why it's not installed. But right now, you know, I tested, you know, this thing that you were saying, adding a pulling type of a fan system on the register on the floor, for example, mm-hmm. in the room that I'm looking at. And it's working. It really is.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised that when I think I'm the only one who had the concept, which I'm not, but you come along and say, oh, yeah, it works, and it's such a gratification to know that someone has seen the practicality of a shopping bag and a vacuum, how much you can do with it. Huh?
Well, and I'll bet you, Frank, I have done one of those ductworks. Our daughter bought a house on the East Coast years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it had a long run. I mean, a ridiculously long run. I'm mm-hmm. thinking 15 feet of dryer vent ductwork,
mm-hmm.
you know, metallic, aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I first inspected the house, I said, this got to be clean. And I won't say, I would say I got out at least the amount of probably more than a 1 gallon paint can full of lint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing, a mouse couldn't get through that thing. And those things can get through, you know, a whole size of a dime. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. And then, you know, dryer works great. But how does that happen? I think it's because people don't clean the lint filters that are in the dryer. Mm-hmm. They don't pull the dryer out. And, you know, right where the dryer is probably, right inside the wall, is probably an elbow. That's like the best place to catch that lint, right? Right there. And so it collects and collects and collects,
yeah.
And pretty soon you've got a blocked duct system.
Vince, yeah. You'd be surprised when I go and fix a dryer problem, and it's usually because the element has failed because the dryer is full of lint, so the element never had a chance to kind of cool down. And you look at the filter, and you look, and you see right where it kind of meets the frame, there is a bit of a crack. Now, see, this is the thing. Nobody really would have looked to inspect to see why is all this lint in there. And most of the time is there's something wrong with your filter system. Either it is a little bit of a rip, which you can't see it so class. Next time you're cleaning your dryer lint, just check that filter. Make sure that it's completely attached to the frame, because they do end up kind of ripping it.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that what used to be the blue jeans and the shirts,
yep.
and, you know, and the whites, that the material that used to be on them gets tumbled off during the drying cycle, and it goes right out the vent, and it starts clogging the vent. So that's why blue jeans, you know, heck, they start out blue, right, and they become light blue. Where'd the blue go? It obviously went in, some went into the water of washing. But the other thing is, some of the guys that install the ductwork, they go, oh, we don't need a quarter of an inch screw. Let's use this 2-inch screw in the ductwork. And it's like the best place to catch lint.
Absolutely.
In the ductwork, because they didn't have the right length screw. So now the screw is an obstruction to collect the lint, which
it's builds obvious.
And builds.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Arctic air is continuing across much of the country. A new alert from the National Weather Service says dangerously low temperatures and wind chills are expected to reach the south by next week. Meantime, freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is being blamed for over 150,000 power outages in Oregon. Blizzard-like conditions were reported in Buffalo, New York over the weekend, where the Bills and Steelers wildcard game had to be postponed until later today. The rising cost of housing is keeping many Gen Zers from living on their own. A recent Credit Karma survey of 1,249 adults in the United States found that 31% of Gen Zers are continuing to live at home with a parent or other family member. In total, 24% of American adults, regardless of age, can no longer afford to pay their rent, according to the survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh God, you're take my when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I got way off schedule here in class, and it's all my fault. But I thought y'all ought to know some of these things that we're talking about, because I've never heard anyone on the radio talking about heating systems the way we are today. And so during the break, during the bottom of the hour break, I took the non-contact thermometer that we use in the automotive shop, and I aimed it at the ductwork. So as Frank said, you know, the place to put your heating system, if you have a forced air heating system, is in the middle of the house. It absolutely, positively is, because that's the closest, on average, to all the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a lot of sense, right? So we have that. But what I did was I measured, I took the non-contact thermometer, and I went to the closest register, floor register, to the heating system, the main unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
75 degree air is coming out. That's pretty darn cool for a heating system.
Yeah,
but that's because it's so cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
75 degrees. And then that's the closest one. So I went midway, you know, to the living room, 68 degrees coming out. And then I went to the studio, and it's 65 degree air coming out.
Well,
so, I've got, you know, there's a tremendous heat loss.
Long John.
Yeah, well, I've got three shirts on. And it's a good thing I'm not trying to write, because my fingers wouldn't work. It's so cold. But and the microphone, I had to chip off the ice, you know, before we started.
Wow.
But, you know, I'm exaggerating. But,
I know.
And here's the thing, class. When we designed this heating system, I worked with the HVAC guys, and one of the guys said, "Now, you don't need to insulate the ductwork. You don't, that's crazy. People do that, but why would you do that?" Well, I'm telling you that the delta between the closest run and the farthest run is 10 degrees, from 75 to 65 degrees. So where did that heat go? Well, it went out the ductwork, and the ductwork is insulated. All of our ductwork is insulated. And most people don't go through that extra effort to insulate the ductwork. But we did. And it's still losing heat. So, class, I guess there's a couple lessons here. One lesson is the best time to do it is when you're building a house. Whatever it is, whether it's extra wiring, extra plumbing, extra heating, extra insulation, that's the best time. And if you want to do it after that, it costs probably 3, 4, 5, 10x. Because then you have all the junk in the way, you know, stuff in the basement, and the walls are in the way, and sheetrock's in the way, siding's in the way. We've got everything in the way, so it costs way more. So the best time to do it is when you're building a house. And that's when you have the least amount of money, right? Because you're building a house.
Exactly. Yeah, and friends, it's to this day, it still surprises me how when someone is designing a house, they will, I'm doing this and that. And, oh, well, and then we'll put the heating corner of your basement, and it's just like, excuse me, you can have the most beautiful rooms in this house, but if you're not comfortable, you're not going to like it.
Frank, here's another thing. Here's a lesson from the book, 5-Minute University. So we're building the house. The guy said, okay, we'll put in the return louvers right here, you know, for the filter. And I said, I don't want them there. And he said 25 by 25. He said that's a common filter size. And I said, no. Let's do this. Let's put in two 25 by 30s, two 25 by 30-inch return filters, because I did not want that restriction. So we have two of them. And it works great. It really works great, except for one thing. Nobody sells a filter 25 by 30. You can't buy the filters. So what do you do in a situation like that? Well, right now I'm reusing the ones from, you know, 2005, so going on 19 years. But what you can do is you can buy a roll of filter media. And it's a roll. And what you can do is build your own frame. You can build a frame out of wood, like a picture frame, and then attach it to the, you know, the rolled filter media that you cut to size, and that'll work great. And you can reuse that. So there are plenty of solutions that you can deploy and come up with, and that's the way to do it. But I think, Frank, you know, there's two other things I wanted to mention. I was at a house that had a real small return filter, real small. I mean, tiny, like the size of a keyboard, that kind of tiny, way too small. So what the HVAC installer did was he turned up the speed of the fan. So this house, when this heating system comes on, it sounds like a jet engine. I mean, this thing is loud, and it's, you can't sleep with this, at least on the first floor, because there's so much air, the speed of the air coming through the ductwork, because the ductwork is too small, so they crank the speed of the blower cage to its highest speed. Now, the point here is, class, many of these blower cages have multiple speeds. You can adjust the speed slash the volume of air running through the heating system. So ours is at almost, I think it's the lowest speed. So when our heating system comes on, you cannot hear it. You can't tell. You cannot tell that the heating system is running because for two reasons. One, the fan speed is its slowest, and two, the ductwork is insulated. Some of the insulation's on the inside, some's on the outside. So it keeps everything really quiet. So, Frank, can you talk about adjusting the fan speeds? So someone may say, you know, the heating system's working great, but not a lot of volume of air. And it could simply, with just a couple dip switch settings, change the speed to improve the airflow. Or if it's too much, reduce the air speed. Did I lose Frank? Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Well, it looks... Yeah, I think we lost Frank. Yeah, I'm looking at his side of the signal. I don't see it. So, Daniel, could you try calling Frank again, please? I think we've lost him. Yeah, okay. Great. Thank you, Daniel. Let me answer the question. So if you take the front cover of your heating system, if you take the cover off, and there's usually a couple latches. It's you know, it's not like you have to use a screwdriver or pliers or wrenches or anything like that. It's just little flip latches, and you can take the front cover off, and inside the front cover there's usually a label.
I'm back on.
Okay, great.
And I didn't miss anything because I have GCN Live.
Okay, so...
And
so
the question was, how does one change the speed on the fan mode? Well, there's so many different kinds of fans out there, Vince. Many different ways. Most fans, especially direct drive fans, there'll probably be three or four different wires. And if you're lucky enough to have the manual for the furnace, that kind of says which ones is which. You're going to have to go one by one. Always remember that most fans will have a capacitor, which we talked so many times about it. There's a neutral aisle. So those two wires, three, because two go into the capacitor, don't even worry about. But then there's going to be a black wire, an orange wire, a red wire, a yellow wire, a blue wire, a gray wire. So you can see what I'm trying to say. Quite a number of different wires coming from that motor. And the rule of thumb is usually the black wire is the one that has the highest speed, the red wire medium, and blue wire low. But class, be careful. Don't do what I say. Don't do it what I say. Just check it out. Make sure you shut the power off. Try one wire, see how the speed is on that one, and just keep on going, and you will get the gist of it. Now, I am sure, and just this week I had a belt-driven blower. I haven't seen one of those for a while. A belt-driven blower assembly with a half horsepower part. And, of course, there to adjust the speed, you literally have to adjust the blower wheel. The bigger the blower wheel in the fan, the slower the fan goes. The smaller the blower wheel in the blower, the faster the fan goes. But be careful because the faster the fan, belt-driven fan, the faster it needs to go, the more current you're actually going to take. So it's a whole science. I'm sure our class, a lot of our students, would have had what we call the clamp-on meter, and we think we've talked about that at one time, is never really work on the fan without having that on so that you keep an eye on the current of that motor, because if it goes over what it's rated for, it may work okay for a month or so, but you're going to burn out the windings.
And so here's what Frank is saying.
Yeah.
That the fans typically fan motors, if it's a direct drive motor, will have multiple speeds. And they are determined by selecting the windings inside the motor. And the windings are selected or energized by the wires that you use that come out of the motor. So you're going to have one common wire, and then you're going to have another one that might be black. You might have six wires or seven wires. One will be common, and one is for high speed, another one's for medium speed, and one's for low speed. One might be medium low, and one might be medium high, depending on how many speeds your motor is. And so you can select that by choosing the right wires. And it, on what I've seen is on the inside of the metal cover, the front cover of these. And sometimes it could be a side cover, but there's a cover that you can remove, and it will have a label on the inside, stuck to the inside metal cover, and it will say, here's the color codes for low, medium, high, or you'll see a dip switch selection. So dip switches are dual inline package. That's what dip means, dual inline package. And so there might be six switches that you would select with the point of a ballpoint pen. So it's a little tiny switch that's about the size of a number two pencil point. And you could select, you know, a combination of which switches are set to on, which switches are set to off of these six switches or eight switches in line. And that can control the speed of the motor. So, and that will control the speed of, or the volume and speed of the air flowing through your ductwork. So if it's too loud, you may want to reduce it if you have plenty of heating and cooling. If it's not enough, you might want to increase the speed. Or you just might want to open that cover and look and see how it's set to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to do that. Now, what Frank is also saying is that the wires that go to the motor, you would use a clamp on, C-L-A-M-P, space O-N, amp meter. Now, a clamp on amp meter, just it's like if you take your thumb and your forefinger and you put them together and form a circle. You just put the wire that you want to measure the current that's flowing through through that little circle of the clamp on amp meter. So it's not a direct connection. It's just over the insulation. It's just almost like, it's not like a clothespin because it's bigger than that. But if you were to put a clothespin over a clothesline, that's kind of what it would be like, except, you know, a bigger hole than that. And it works great, and it will tell you how much current is flowing. And what Frank is saying, if you've got the speed too high, you can burn up the motor. And that's absolutely correct. We'll be right back with the final segment of today's class on heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems.
Life
and possibly
can be
we'll
full
get to the
risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans. And some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you ever wonder about windows and doors and how they affect the heating system of your house or how hot or how cold it is, especially in the winter, how cold it is. I just measured. We have steel doors in our house with glass, and I like the steel doors. I think it's a strong way to go, and if you keep them from, you know, the elements, they won't rust. And so the door, the actual steel part of the door, it's an insulated door, 40 degrees, inside the house. So the door is 40 degrees. That's freezing cold. And then the glass, it's a thermal pane, 47 degrees inside the house. So if you're wondering where the heat went or is going, you might want to get a non-contact thermometer. And if you have one that has a laser built in, make sure you shield your eyes from even the reflection of the laser against the glass. And don't aim it at pets because you'll blind them and blind yourself. Frank, you know, we've got plenty of time left, maybe a few minutes. What were we going to talk about today?
I'm laughing because I can just see you during the commercial thing that you're going around the house with this non-contact thermometer. I have one too, and they are the, and going around their house and measuring all sorts of things, which prompted me that one day we'll do a class with all the different things that our students should have. Because birthdays come along, Christmas already passed, but for the significant other, it's like, oh, okay. Instead of buying another pair of underwear. Because there's so many good tools that are practical that will, you know, help you so much doing things around the house. And the non-contact thermometer is one of them. So, and the clamp on meat, I was just looking at Amazon. For like class students, I'm a professional, so I'll spend $300, $400 in a clamp on meter, partly because I'm using it every day. But for students to have that ability to do what I do with a non-expensive meter, there's a $60 clamp on meter at Amazon. I mean, and it for what you're going to do around the house, it's just perfect. I know some people believe buy good tools and use them so on and so forth. And I do have good tools, but believe it or not, Vince, in my tool pouch, I have the cheapest tools that I can get. The reason why I can lose them, the dog takes them, all sorts of things. But I do have a box in my truck where I have the expensive tools, my expensive clamp on meter, my expensive capacitor tester, and so on and so forth. And so on. Anyway, yes, we didn't get to our syllabus, but which is okay. We'll have another date next Monday, and our syllabus was too hot to shop for secondhand appliance in Facebook Market and all sorts of other places that you can find. But we can do that next week. Eh? But you asked Kathy about induction cooktops.
Yes.
Yeah, and did she know anybody that has one? Well, not only do I know them, I repair them.
Okay. So, are you concerned about the 20,000 cycles per second to 40,000 cycles per second frequency? I'm concerned about that.
I'm not that concerned about it. I have to be kind of honest. I am sure they'll have an effect on someone, especially if you had a heart monitor. And I think in the manual it does actually say that. So therefore there is that ability. But from my end is. How they work and like, is it really justifiable? Now I know they have the cheap ones, but a good one that would do you the job, like a basic, they're like $8,000 now. And I don't know if our class knows when induction stove is, but it uses that pulsating, very fast pulsating, very much like the microwave, but what it does, it heats the metal, so it heats the pans. But they have to be a special metallic pen. So therefore, when you spend $8,000 buying this induction cooktop, induction oven per se, you have to turn around and buy all sorts of pans and like everything that you need to use in that stove needs to be of a metallic material.
Ferrous. It needs to be ferrous, right?
Yeah,
iron
ferrous.
Based.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And
so,
and go on.
And the periodic table of charts, when if you look up iron, it's Fe, big F, little E. So ferrous is relates to iron content or mm-hmm. iron in the elemental chart. So it has to be iron. And what this thing does is it causes the molecules of the iron to vibrate and get really hot. So my concern is if it can do that to a pan or a pot, what's it doing to me?
So I don't know. Well, I have to
I
say
know.
That I'm
I mean,
none of my
I know that a microwave can... Well, okay. It may take 20 years. It may take 20 years. I'm being facetious, class, but if you know someone who's got one and they use it regularly, you might have a fiduciary interest in that person and take out a life insurance policy on them. And then cash in. Jeez. Of course, I'm
being
facetious.
Oh, I had a
facetious.
Good day today, Vince. I hope I got that too.
Frank, see you next Monday. Thank you so much for jumping in today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.